You know the rest? And yes, the rest. And I know the beer. Or yes, the beer. This is Gilbert Bernardis. Half-truths, whole drinks. Well-versed. And, well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. As I said, I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Self-proclaimed. Well-versed in, fine women and strong drink. Episode 14, part 1. And part two. I don't know if I have to say part one or part two because I'm anticipating another beer, but this is the time I was married into a cult for free room and board. And I can hear the crickets chirping. Occasional distant chanting. The wood floor is creaking. Oh, how beautiful. Listen to the humming. Why does it have to be so eerie? Now, before you judge me, and you will, I want to make it very clear. They had wine. They had beds. They had beer. And they had amazing robes. And I was very, very tired. Tied into the error, tied into the error. That's why some things didn't happen. Now, when people move their feet, they move their feet from one location unto another in order to accomplish a task or a goal. That's what they do. And the feet, the base of the feet, is the soul. The soul travels from one place unto another. It sits in one place for a time, rests in a place for a time, and then moves forward. So whenever someone is saying, or any is saying, that they are moving their feet, they are simply going from one place unto the next. They're traveling, wandering, wandering feet. You could say their souls or their feet or their legs are restless. What they're searching for? I don't know. Sometimes, whenever people say things, they're tired, it leaves others in thoughts, or with thoughts, leaves them wondering, leaves them questioning. And every question has an answer. However, that answer is either right or it's either wrong. So you can look at a beer. Or an ale. And it's either the right answer or it's the wrong answer. You can look at a beer or you can look at an ale. And consuming that beer or that ale is either the right answer or the wrong answer. So you can judge that or you cannot judge it. However, does it matter? I like to think that it does. Perhaps it passes through, and we're all moving. Just like the yeast in the beer or the ale or whatever. Finding our series of yeast to become that perfect brew. That's why they say, beer is fleeting. Perhaps I'll have another. The cult called themselves the Eternal Fold, said their stars whispered to them, and did so the turnips. I figured they were eccentric vegetarians with matching cloaks. But then someone handed me a scroll. Called me Beloved Vinebender. And offered me a ceremony. Of which I accepted. I said yes, of course I did. I thought it was symbolic. Next thing I know, I'm married to a ceremonial three named Glory Root. They threw flower petals. I gave a speech. The tree was silent, but deeply present. The problem? Turns out, spiritual marriage is legally binding in certain druidic jurisdictions. I now technically own a plot of land I can't locate and am forbidden from eating beetroot for 7 years. Let me say that again. I technically own a plot of land I can't locate and am forbidden from eating beetroot for 7 years. Beetroot. Talking about those, little purpley things that grow in the dirt, grow in the soil. I can't say that I've ever had one of those, but I've always kind of wanted to try one. Ever since I heard of it. I wonder if there's some kind of ale or wine that can be made from it. It's like any vegetable. Of course, there's corn whiskey, which is a little strong for me. That's a vegetable. The dwarves are amazing at their makings out in the frosty mountains. Oh, what a warm place. Best sleep. Or wake up. I ever had, though. Half-truths, old drinks, and a tree who still needs, or sends me, dreams. But, that was the one night I wasn't lying. Sitting next to the dockside, lapping water, I heard a voice too honest for comfort. Usually, when I meet someone new, I lie. Not to hurt them, just to feel interesting, safe, unknowable. She found me on the docks. Said she could always tell when someone was pretending. I asked her what I looked like. She said, like someone who wants to be forgiven for things they haven't done yet. We sat, talked, laughed. I didn't invent a single detail. I told her my real name, I think. I told her my real self. We parted ways before sunrise. No promises. No regrets. Just a look that said that was enough. That was enough. And maybe, just maybe, it was. I lied for many reasons. The one time I didn't, that's the night I remember most clearly. Clear, clearly. Space is where the magic happens, and the clear is where there is something. There is also nothing, but nothing is also something. It's like if you look at the glass of ale, the pint of ale, may be empty, but it is full of memories, full of times once had. And if you had those times just drinking alone, you look at that person who is drinking alone and you think, why do that? Perhaps they weren't alone when they were drinking, however your perception believed that was so. So in your perception it was. But perhaps they weren't alone, they were never alone. They were drinking with many friends. And many friends drink with them. Half-truths, whole drinks. And a truth that didn't need to last to be real. Perhaps. Perhaps we're here, waiting. Waiting for you, waiting for me, waiting for us. And a lie, if a lie is told, then it is believed. Isn't belief worth something? Especially if you want so badly to believe it. I don't care what you believe in. As long as you believe in it. Newsflash, I care.